This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, December 4, the flood. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 9. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, I now establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that was with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals, all those that came out of the ark with you, every living creature on earth. I establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be destroyed by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the sign of the covenant I'm making between me and you, and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth, and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you, and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth. So God said to Noah, This is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all life on the earth. One drizzly spring morning, I was out walking when the sun burst through the clouds and a rainbow appeared in front of me. It was so close and so dramatic that I almost felt I could touch it. How startling the rainbow must have been to Noah, and how amazing the promise of God it represented. In the story of Noah and the flood, we see the devastating consequences of human evil and God's wrath against it. God hates sin and will punish it, but we also see God's gracious deliverance of Noah's family and the animals in the ark. We see God's faithfulness to his promise to deliver his people. After the flood, it didn't take long for wickedness to spread again. How did Noah keep trusting God's promise? And indeed, how do we? God knows that our frail hearts need a sign, a reminder of his promise. God's sign to all is the rainbow. And what is the fulfillment of the promise? God's ultimate delivery. The sign for that is a star over a baby born in Bethlehem. When you next see a rainbow or a bright star, let them flood you with joy and gratitude, reminding you of God's promise and fulfillment of delivery, God's promise of life to the full. Please pray with me. O God, creator of the heavens and the earth, you give us the rainbow to remind and comfort us with your love and promised presence. Help us to live fully in sharing your love with the world. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.